The unemployment rate incrementally declined to 8.8% in March, and the economy created more than 200,000 new jobs last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net, reporting on March 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate of 8.8% for March, which was 0.1% lower than the previous month. That decline in the unemployment rate, which was down to a level it hasn't seen in 2 years, was the result of a workforce that, although expanding by 160,000, 291,000 more people were employed in March than February, and 131,000 fewer were unemployed. In other words, the number of people in the labor force grew, but by less than the number of people who got new jobs, while the number of unemployed persons declined. The number of people not in the workforce declined by 11,000. In brief, all these indicators moved in a good direction. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by 216,000 jobs in March, after growing by 194,000 in February, but only 68,000 in January. Factor out the jobs eliminated at all levels of government, and private sector job growth last month was 230,000, almost the same as the 240,000 new jobs in February. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector grew by 31,000 in March, which was less than half of the 73,000 job growth in February. Manufacturers added 17,000 new jobs last month after adding 32,000 in February. All of that growth was with durable goods manufacturers that added all 17,000 jobs in March, while non-durable goods manufacturers were flat. The construction sector, which was up 37,000 in February, was essentially flat with a 1,000 job loss in March. While the number of jobs was up in all major subsectors except one, that decline of 8,000 jobs with residential specialty trade contractors, which added 8,700 in February, resulted in a net loss for the bigger sector. Mining and logging jumped by 15,000 jobs in March, almost three times the gain the previous month. A majority of that growth occurred in support activities for mining, which was up 9,000 in March. This subsector was up only 1,100 in February. With fairly weak growth in the goods-producing sector, it was up to the private service-providing sector to carry the water for the employment economy, and it seemed to rise to the occasion with a net gain of 199,000 jobs in March, which was better than February's growth of 167,000. Apparently, spring has sprung in the retail trade sector that added a total of 17,700 jobs in March, after processing 7,800 job returns in February. Given the time of the year, it should come no surprise that building, material, and garden supply stores added the most jobs with the addition of 7,800 jobs in March. The professional and business services sector was up 78,000 jobs in March after rising by 44,000 in February and 51,000 in January. Computer systems design and related services added 6,400 jobs in March after adding 3,700 in February. Growth in the education and health services sector continued to get good grades and did not lose a beat. It added 45,000 jobs in March after adding 41,000 in February. The very seasonal educational services added 1,400 jobs last month. The health care and social assistance component added 44,500 new jobs last month in all major subsectors, with home health care services adding only 2,000 jobs in March after bringing 8,600 on board in February. And the party continued in the leisure and hospitality sector with 37,000 new jobs, and the spirits must have been flowing in the food services and drinking place subsector that added 34,500 of those new jobs. And as previously mentioned, the total number of government jobs was down by 14,000. Again, local governments had to make the tough decisions and eliminated 15,000 jobs, while state government was flat and the federal government added only a net of 1,000 jobs, but that is a little deceiving since the federal employers, except the United States Postal Service addition of 5,200 jobs, was somewhat offset by the Postal Service's canceling a number of jobs. No doubt that the employment economy is firmly in a recovery, although its growth may be slower than expected and hoped for. As the employment economy now recovers, high productivity continues to temper overall job growth, as many of the lost jobs will not need to be replaced for many reasons. We've said this before, this past recession was different in several ways as the economy underwent some systemic shifts, not to mention the collapse of the housing market that brought the financial services sector down with it. Some of the lost jobs will never come back, and technology even plays a role. At least some of the institutional knowledge once held by long-time employees is captured in the ERP systems. But there is good news here as well. Although the new jobs will not likely be created during this recovery at a pace for which they were lost, the unemployment rate likely will continue to decline and providing psychological benefits that should not be discounted as more and more baby boomers age out of the workforce. However, there is another wild card here. The recession has left many of those baby boomers financially unable to retire on schedule. These are indeed interesting times in which we live, which is a variation of the reputed English translation of a Chinese proverb as well as a curse. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.